Now, the Dáil Public Accounts Committee has today published a new report highlighting concerns over spending on the prevention and eradication of bovine TB. Despite an increase in taxpayers' money being spent on protective measures, the report says bovine TB rates are still on the rise and warns the current system isn't working. The chair of the Public Accounts Committee is Sinn Féin TD, Brian Stanley, and he joins us now from our Dáil studio. Good afternoon, Deputy Stanley. And
good afternoon,
thanks
Brian.
Thanks for talking to us this afternoon. So what concerns are you raising here about spending, and it's quite significant, over 90 million euro a year on the eradication of TB in cattle?
Yes, well, the scheme is a very important one for farmers and for our food industry to protect the herd against bovine TB. The situation is, however, is that the amount of money we're spending on it continues to increase, and at the same time, the incidence of bovine TB has gone from just over 3% 5 years ago to 4.5% in 2021. So we're reaching a situation where we're spending more money with a poorer outcome. The other key figure, I think, is that the contribution from the European Union, Brian, in 2015 was 12.8% of the cost in that year, which was a total cost of 82 million. And the state's contribution was 47%, with farmers contributing 39%. But if you look ahead for 2020, for example, it had gone up to, the overall spend had gone to 97 million. But the contribution to the European Union is less than 5%. And the state's contribution, obviously, and the farmers making up the rest of that.
Why is that EU contribution declining?
Well, to put it clearly, it's because of the lack of performance of the scheme. The scheme isn't working the way it should be. We have the highest levels. In 2021, we had the highest levels of bovine TB in our herd in the European Union. And what we're saying, the Public Accounts Committee, and indeed as the Sinn Féin TD, I'm saying it, is that it's important that we get on top of this from the point of view of protecting farmers and farmers' income, but it's also important that that money is being used correctly. And it's clear that with escalating costs, a lower contribution from the European Union, that the scheme isn't effective in terms of testing and control and compensation for farmers.
I mean, if you take the 97 million that was spent in 2020, what does that go on? How is it spent?
Well, what is spent on basically is control of bovine TB, and you have vets in the Department of Agriculture, you have scientists, they work on that, monitoring it, controlling it, watching what parts of the country that it increases in, but also in terms of testing, there's a huge piece of work for farmers each year, testing herds and monitoring that, hiring vets to do that, but also compensation, because some farmers have lost their whole herd out of this. Herds have been frozen in that they've been, the herds can't be moved, herds can't be used. But the funding, the key thing here to watch is that the projected figure between now and 2030 is 1 billion cost. The taxpayer and farmers will pay for that. And the percentage from the European Union is down below 4% now.
So, I mean, the net situation is that we have, am I correct in saying, the highest incidence, the highest rates of bovine TB anywhere in the EU?
Correct. At the moment we have, yes, that's correct. And the fear there is that as that escalates, the European Union, their contribution towards the scheme will continue to reduce, while at the same time the overall cost of the scheme increases, with farmers and the taxpayer making up the rest of it.
So what are you saying then in terms of how we get to the bottom of this and start to get some value for money?
Well, we're a Public Accounts Committee, but what I would say to you is this, is that what we're recommending very clearly is that the department provide us with an update now on an annual basis, beginning in January 2023, on the progress achieved to date on the scheme and what measures they've put in place and what corrections they've made in terms of the operation of the scheme. The other thing we're looking for, Brian, is that the accounts of the Department of Agriculture, the whole bovine TB scheme needs to be separated out in that. It needs to be a separate subhead, in other words, in the appropriation accounts, that we can see exactly what's going into it and how it's spent each year. That hasn't been as clear up to now as it should be.
All right.
And the Public Accounts Committee, and I as chair of the Public Accounts Committee, want to see that a lot clearer from the coming January. We have to protect the taxpayer, we have to protect farmers, and we have to protect our food industry.
Brian Stanley, chair of the Public Accounts Committee, thanks very much indeed for that.